USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House approved the $3.5 trillion budget framework on Tuesday, capping off several days of negotiations between Democratic leadership and centrists who threatened to tank the party-line legislation. Speaker Nancy Pelosi hashing out a deal with the moderates, clearing the way for a spending package, and also guaranteeing a vote on the Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure bill by September 27th. President Biden says he's sticking with the August 31st deadline for withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
The sooner we can finish, the better. Each day of operations brings added risk to our troops, but the completion by August 31st depends upon the Taliban continuing to cooperate and allow access to the airport for those who were transporting out, and no disruptions to our operations.
USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Joe Biden has declared a major disaster area exists in the state of Tennessee and ordered federal aid after record downpours and flash flooding left at least 21 dead over the weekend. The president has ordered federal aid to help local rescue efforts, with the action making funding available to affected people in Humphreys County. This Humphreys County sheriff saying,
talking about houses that's been removed from the foundation. I'm talking about houses that people can't even get into because the floors are gone.
Janet Rice lost her family business. She tells NBC News,
no one has flood insurance. People are devastated. And how do you recover this? I mean, there's people that their whole lives are gone.
Kathy Hochul is getting right to work on key issues in New York State on her first day in office. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned on Monday following numerous sexual harassment allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
After one of the three COVID-19 vaccines receives full approval, the CDC director is speaking out.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine received full approval from the Food and Drug Administration on Monday after being administered for the last 8 months under an emergency use authorization. Health officials say they hope the full approval will encourage more people to get the shot. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells ABC News that the FDA's approval is a sign of the vaccine's safety and effectiveness.
You know, the FDA is a gold standard for the safety and effectiveness of these vaccines, and I think that they have done an extraordinary and thorough job in approving this vaccine. I think this is a very powerful signal in the safety and effectiveness. We do know that about 30% of people who have not yet been vaccinated are saying they've been waiting for this approval, and I'm really looking forward to seeing the impact of this approval, especially on those 30%.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts has died. In a statement, his publicist said, "It was with immense sadness that we announced the death of our beloved Charlie Watts. He was 80 years old and recently pulled out of the Rolling Stones tour due to health reasons." Bandmates Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and Ronnie Wood gave supportive messages to Watts following the announcement. The drummer joined the band in 1963. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.